Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The movie, I Can Only Imagine, continues to be a blockbuster. This movie is a movie of redemption. It gives insight into the song, I Can Only Imagine, the most popular Christian single in history. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. One of my good friends, Cindy Bond, worked on this movie for 8+ years. She is one of the founding producers of this particular movie. She and others in California, like Ted Baer, have dedicated their lives to ultimately bringing forth faith-based positive movies. And I Can Only Imagine is definitely a home run. It is well done. The acting is very good. It's literally a story of redemption. And for those of you like me that didn't know the background of the song, I Can Only Imagine, it has some interesting information about that song and how it came about. I encourage you, if you haven't seen it, to go see it. Matt, this is a powerful movie that I think will move everyone, whether you're a Christian or not. Bring your friends and bring people who are not Christians to this movie, because It literally is a story of redemption.
I was blown away as well. Love Christian movies, but I was not expecting this movie, just to be honest, to be this good. And frankly, Dennis Quaid, who has a starring role in the movie as the father in this, kind of an abusive father. We don't want to give any spoiler alerts here, or don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it. But just suffice it to say, in my opinion, he did an Academy Award level of appearance here. There's no way the Academy will nominate him, because it's a Christian movie, but still, such a powerful movie, phenomenal acting, wonderful storyline. Obviously, the music is incredible and moving. I mean, it's a tearjerker, I'll tell you.
Yeah, especially for those of us who have not had positive father figures, it really can be an emotional thing to watch on the screen, but to see the redemption and God's love, mm-hmm. Overtake that. But it was neat for me to be able to see Dennis Quaid on a personal basis. This movie actually helped
him. It impacted his own faith.
Right, impacted his own faith. And he wrote a song for his mother, who loves heaven and loves to talk about heaven. It inspired him to finish that song, which you can find online, which is really encouraging to see the legacy this is leaving,
Well, it's amazing. It starts off with this, and it kind of ends with this, where the writer of the song, I Can Only Imagine, is asked, how long did it take you to write it? And mm-hmm. he said, 10 minutes, and 10 minutes to write the music. So a total of 20 minutes. You think, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But the story starts off with, it didn't take you 10 minutes, it took you a lifetime.
Right.
This song is a lifetime of experience, and he was able to pin it in 10 minutes and the music in 10 minutes, but it literally came out of an incredible, abusive, horrible relationship with his dad mm-hmm. that ultimately was reconciled through a series of events. And that particular reconciliation is done so well. Matt, Rosie with our office was watching the movie, and in the middle of the movie, there was a person who started to cry and was weeping. And I think it was during the time when Amy Grant was speaking to the writer of this song.
Mm-hmm.
She began weeping, and people wondered, was she hurt? And the weeping began to become a wail. And they could hear people next to her leading her in a prayer of salvation.
Aww.
This lady actually gave her life to Jesus during the movie.
Wow.
And after the prayer of salvation was said, the entire audience responded with amen.
Wow.
Now, this woman came in as a non-believer. She is a caretaker of a person who is wheelchair-bound. man who wanted to go watch the movie, I can only imagine. He is a Christian. His caretaker, a non-Christian, was with him, sitting beside him as the movie played. But as this movie played, it impacted her life, and she herself gave her life to Jesus. This is a movie that is powerful in its message. It's amazing in terms of how the song came about. And at the end, I won't tell you how this happened,
but
there's
an
interesting twist at the very end that I had no idea about. And you'll see this at the very end. But this song literally has become and was and still is the number one single song of Christian genre, the number one selling Christian single in history, I can only imagine. And I remember in the very heyday of its popularity, this was played not just on Christian stations, but it was played on purely secular stations,
and it became
the number one requested song on many secular music stations.
Yeah, it was huge and overwhelming. But what's amazing is the success of the song, the equal and really, I think, unexpected success of the movie itself. It only cost $7 million to make this movie. And as of April 2nd, it had already yielded almost $56 million. It's in far fewer theaters than, for instance, Black Panther and Tomb Raider. But it was third only behind Black Panther and Tomb Raider, even though they're in far more theaters across the country.
That first opening weekend, Black Panther and Tomb Raider were in twice as many theaters. And yet, I can only imagine, came in number three, just below them in terms of gross box office receipts, but became number one that weekend in terms of gross revenue per theater.
Right.
But you know, guys, even if that movie only made $1, that one woman's story of salvation, which is probably an example of many stories that have happened and will still happen, that makes it all, you know, worth it.
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone to go see this, because if we want to continue, Matt and Holly, to see these kind of films, Hollywood has to sit up, and I think they are. I think they're sitting up and taking notice. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, the movie is out now with Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ and so forth. But these movies are really popular. I think the people are thirsting for this kind of wholesome,
for
Christ-centered entertainment.
Yeah, good Christian movies that are well done, as I can only imagine is well done, but is also decidedly Christian and redemptive. And I think, you know, Hollywood, sometimes I think Hollywood does get the message. If you just look at faith-based movies, they produce more return on investment. They may be lower budget, but they return more on investment than these big blockbusters where they spend, you know, $100 million of production cost. But sometimes they just don't get the message. They're willing to drop $100 million into some movie
that fails. $10 million,
You know, it's an interesting point to Joe Battaglia, who was in charge of the marketing of this movie, which he did an amazing job because radio stations and everyone obviously was talking about it. His wife actually recently passed away from cancer, so she is experiencing what this song is all about. Mm. I can only imagine what heaven is like. So,
well, certainly you all have heard, I can only imagine, it's been the number one selling Christian song in history. The amazing thing is it came out of an experience. Mm. This songwriter was writing many songs before, but they had somewhat of a...
Bart Millard,
Bart Millard. They had somewhat of a plastic veneer to them.
Right.
Weren't as real. And when he ultimately dealt with this issue, and it's well played out, it's from that experience where he personally was restored with God and his father, that this song came out. So it really makes the meaning of this song even more incredible. Go see it. I can only imagine. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to do so. Take some of your friends there, people that are not believers, because this is a powerful movie of redemption, very well done. And we need more movies like this, and more movies like this are being produced. Thanks to people like Ted Baer. Movie Guide is a great resource you can go to for reviews of all kinds of movies, not just Christian movies, but movies in general. Ted Bear has a ministry, has had a ministry there in California for many years, bringing positive faith-based messages in films to the theaters. For more information about Liberty Counsel, stand with us and support Liberty Counsel. Visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Also visit our online store for additional resources, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.